Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Bob's Movie Club. 6 a.m. Thursday. Make sure you've done your homework and then join Sarah and Vinny for Bob's Movie Club. This time around, the movie is The Social Network, which you were saying you have to rent it, yeah?
Yep.
Boo.
Boo. Get yourself caught up on that one.
You could probably find it on TikTok in 37 parts.
Boo.
Boo. You are booing yourself.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Get yourself caught up on that one. Join us on Thursday and be ready to let us know what you think of The Social Network on Bob's Movie Club. You can call or text us anytime at 800-400-3697. That is our phone number. It's our text number. Any other Kiss, Marry, Kills?
No, but if you have them, text them in. Plus, when you text, make sure to put your name, where you're listening, and how you're listening.
Oh, yeah. I like that. That's fun. We're going to start with Britney Spears. She vows she'll never perform in the USA again.
Okay.
I know.
There's probably people that want to see her, but I've seen enough. She doesn't look well.
Here's her post from 3 days ago, which, by the way, is a picture of her much younger, seated on a piano bench with a big white piano. And she says in the caption, a lot of crazy things, so bear with me. Sending this piano to my son this year. Because her son is a budding musician.
Oh, cool.
So she goes on. Interestingly enough, I dance on Instagram to heal things in my body that people have no idea about. Yep. And it's embarrassing sometimes. But I walked through the fire to save my life. I will never perform in the U.S. again because of extremely sensitive reasons. But I hope to be sitting on a stool with a red rose in my hair, in a bun, performing with my son in the UK and Australia very soon. He's a huge star, and I'm so humbled to be in his presence. Godspeed, little man.
What?
Yep. Exactly my thoughts. Yeah. Her 19-year-old, Jaden, is a budding musician, is what they're saying in this particular story.
Okay.
About this. But that's unfortunately for us. If we want to see Britney Spears performing live, we're going to have to buy tickets to the UK or Australia.
Did any of you guys ever see her?
No, I never saw her.
No.
No.
Me neither.
Would you have wanted to?
No, but I wasn't. I remember when I started working with Icky, who is a guy who was on this show for a minute, but when I worked with him, he was 21. Mm. And as we were talking about things as you do on a radio show, he told me he had a poster or a picture of Britney on his wall at his house. Mm. She was someone that he loved. Like the same way someone of my generation had Farrah Fawcett, he had Britney Spears.
When was he born? Is he like 40 now, you think?
He's over 40 now, yes.
Incredible. He was like a 22-year-old when he came to work for us.
I think
over
we
there.
Texted and I said something like, whatever, kid. And he's, you know I'm 43 now, right?
No. Man, time.
No, I don't know that.
It's so crazy.
Nope, you're forever 21 in my mind, but right. Okay.
So he was probably, when she was at the height of her career in like around the year 2000, say, she already had a couple big hits and...
Well, I'll tell you.
So he was like a 10-year-old. So of course
when
he did.
I worked with him, he was brand new 20 or 21, like very still just so. That would have been in 04.
Oh, okay. So
there
he
you go.
Had to be in the 80s. So he was, yeah, that's, but she was super cute and she was in the schoolgirl outfit. So I can see,
oh,
you know,
I think
a
that
15,
was the picture
16
too.
Year old. Yeah. She was darling when she first came out.
And then he gave me the old, dude, you don't know. And I was like, no, I don't. You're right. You got me.
You're right about that.
Never been a Britney Spears
guy
at all.
Mm. Yeah, I like Britney. I used to freaking love some of those songs. Put them on all the time and yeah, just listen to them. Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah. Yeah, you like that? Mm. Is that what you want? If you hear people who just talk only in vocal fry, there's nothing but the fry happening. Uh-huh. Like that.
You know you don't.
Yeah, I do. I heard this one lady talking on, I was listening to KCBS, and they interviewed this, I don't know, it was like a science story. It doesn't even matter what it was because I can't remember what it was because all I could hear was the lady talking. Well, let me just tell you a couple things about this. People, it's not widely known that this nanobot can climb right into your veins.
I'm sure it happens to entire friend groups where everyone has it.
Because we do all affect our voices in the same way.
And then it's only when they disperse into the world that they're seen as, what? How are you?
Well, this is just how I talk. Every word.
What's worse, vocal fry or uptalk? You know, where everything's a question? Every time I'm talking to you, I have to say something?
I like that less.
Yeah.
There are people like that. It's like they're trying to get you to nod with them.
Everything's a question.
Did you hear that that one guy married to Melissa Gilbert is a pedophile?
Did you hear? Do you know that? Although those are actually questions, so it doesn't matter if it's a question or not, usually. I'm going to go to the store later.
Yeah.
I'm going to get tomatoes and potatoes.
If you're a fan of YouTube, you probably come across a lot of it. Probably even very successful YouTubers who are either vocal fries or...
crunching on something.
Everything in a question.
There's podcasters that do it and it drives me absolutely out of my mind.
Right.
And the worst is when they have both.
Natural. Oh. I'm starting here and I'm ending here. Anyway, there's that. Britney Spears. Yeah. Taylor Swift. You know, the sourdough thing, which we all thought meant that she was going to perform at the halftime show at the Super Bowl.
Because someone misled us.
Yeah. Because she misled us. Because
someone doesn't know how to read the tea leaves, apparently.
The clues were there. The deal fell through.
The clues were there.
It's Bob. In case you didn't pick up on it, Bob's the one.
I stand by what I said. She was purposely telling us about the Super Bowl. And then something changed.
That I agree with you 100%. There were too many clues there for her to just be trying to get people to have a conspiracy theory.
The Super Bowl trophy was behind them, turned sideways, halfway
to upside down.
Oh my
and
God.
That's just one of 20 clues.
So crazy.
Well, she said, I think about sourdough bread 60% of the time.
Well, sourdough bread is delicious. Most of us like it.
And it's very sour here in San Francisco where the 60th halftime show is going to happen. Mm. Well, actually, I don't know what number halftime show it is. It was probably marching band the first few years. But the 60th Super Bowl.
That's still a show. The band.
Sure.
If you could only eat one bread, is it sourdough?
It is not.
What is it?
I don't know, but it isn't sourdough.
Really?
Yeah. I don't love it.
Huh.
What, would it be sourdough for you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Wonder bread.
I mean, I'll eat, there's a lot of breads I'll eat, but yeah, if it's one, sourdough.
Mm.
Have you ever tried making your own sourdough?
No.
Not even in the pandemic when everyone was doing it?
No. I was busy cleaning up the dog poop. Our puppy was, you know, we went and got a puppy.
The joy.
Everyone made
brought.
A lot of mistakes during the pandemic. We made that one. Well, let's get a puppy. Get some joy in this house and some dog poop on the carpet. Mm.
Joy. This.
Oh, look, there's a caca in our house.
ground into the rug. I wonder who tracked that around the house. Oh,
yay!
Boy. Oh, joy.
How'd that happen to us still to this day? Just didn't believe it was a possibility.
The pandemic?
Yeah, oh my God, no. So I really believed we were better than that as a race. The human race, I thought we were better than that.
Yeah.
To let that happen to us.
It is kind of amazing. I look back on it now and it almost feels completely surreal. Like those early days of the pandemic were just so like, really? Is this really what's happening?
Well, forget the early days. A year later is when you're like, we're still doing this?
I 2 years later, even. Like it was maybe summer of 2022 when people really first started. And still everyone had, you had always had masks on you.
I'm going to get down to Target and try and get some toilet paper.
Good luck.
Good luck.
What? Get there at 6 a.m.
That's when we learned the term supply chain. And
what?
Social distancing.
It's a good reminder of how grateful we should be for how
yes,
things
for
how, are right
how
now.
How real life is. Let's please never let that happen again, okay? Yikes. Anyway, during the pandemic, a lot of people made sourdough.
Yeah.
There was all the sourdough starters and everyone mm-hmm. was like, oh, I'm just, look at me with all this time. I'm going to perfect my sourdough. And Taylor, I don't know if it was a direct result of the pandemic or maybe she's just, you know, off tour at some point and she's like, okay, I'll try this. She apparently is now getting famous for her sourdough. It's because everyone kisses her ass everywhere she goes. Oh my God, it's a Taylor Swift sourdough.
As they should. She's our queen.
They should. She is the queen. But I mean, it could be perfectly like average sourdough and people are all like, oh my God, it's Taylor's sourdough. So it's like magical. Eat one bite and you, everything's all sour around you. Prepare yourself. There's a lot of bread puns in this.
Everything's all sour around.
Everything just went sour. It's like pervasively sour.
What?
All her famous friends, including the Chaim sisters and Somber, could be seen leaving a Los Angeles restaurant holding her homemade sourdough loaves. She passes them out now. She gifted a lot of her famous friends. They all have, by the way, a handwritten label.
Facing the camera.
Of course. Mm. So, again, I warn you, there are a lot of puns in this. Taylor Swift's famous friends weren't ready for her thoughtful gifts.
Did you say bready?
I did.
Oh, boy.
So during a night, this was this past Friday. She,
first sentence goes south. Let's see where we go next.
Oh no, it's better and better, but I'll be sneaking them in.
All right.
So she went and had dinner with the Chaim sisters and Somber, and each one of them had a carefully wrapped loaf of sourdough as they were leaving with one of her signature handwritten labels.
She just goes to dinner, huh? Taylor Swift.
Just went to dinner.
By now, she can't just process air to replenish and nourish her soul to continue to bring her queenliness to all the peoples of the world.
Apparently not.
She just goes and eats some food.
Yes, like a normal person. Like,
do you think she eats
actual
a bean and cheese burrito or not?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Actually, in her one of her documentaries from a few years ago, she eats a burrito. And she's talking to the interviewer and she's like, oh, like, you like burritos? I never even ate burritos until a couple years ago.
Oh, she was new to it.
Yeah, she's new. So.
Wow.
She grew up in Tennessee?
No. She grew up in Pennsylvania on a Christmas tree farm, and then her passions moved her whole family to Nashville.
Oh my God, she was born on a Christmas tree farm. It's like a story made.
It's a Hallmark story.
For Hallmark. Ah. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's fine.
If you're not ready.
Yeah, I'm ready for. Are you ready for it? She gave a loaf to Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco before they were married, when they were just affianced. That read, homemade sourdough for Selena and Benny. It's a loaf story.
It's kind of interesting to make puns about your own music. I love it.
Mm. Let's see. Also, apparently she doesn't just make like a straight loaf. She made a lemon blueberry that, which sounds delicious. Lemon blueberry sourdough bread. Mm.
Scrumptious.
She, on the Apparently, these are all her signature puns. On the label, she wrote, "You've put the fate of Dophilia."
Dophilia! Oh my God!
You know, the bread puns, the worse they are, the better. And then she sent one to Jimmy Fallon, and she wrote on it, "The loaf of a dough girl." Get it? Like Life of a Showgirl?
Oh! I didn't get it, though. I was sitting there going, well, what is that?
It's not as effective when I have to explain it, but that is
where... I'm sure Jimmy got it.
Yeah, I'm sure. The loaf of a dough girl.
Has anything... Have you ever... Like, it feels like you blanket thumbs up anything she does. Have you ever been critical of anything she's done where you...
Of course.
Oh, you have?
Well, yeah. What like don't you like for about a long her? Time, actually.
I am, you know, not 100% sold that she and Travis will be together forever.
Oh.
I think she will get bored of him.
Well, that doesn't mean she, I mean, yes, you're right. She'll get bored of him. Will she leave him is the question.
She's not afraid to leave. She's a strong, independent woman. Ah. It will be different, though, when she has kids.
That's what, well, right.
But
all
yeah.
the people in the cars of the world are going, yeah. Different kids.
I adore yeah. Taylor Swift, but I mean, I'm reasonable Swifty.
Oh. there is a difference. There are unreasonable Swifties.
Okay.
You know, on the Traitors, Donna Kelsey is on the show.
How's she?
Mama Kelsey. She's cute. She seems like a very, very nice person. And a lot of the talk is you can't get rid of Donna because of the Swifties.
Oh.
They don't, these people all live and die on social media. And so they don't want the Swifties to attack them.
See, if I'm on the Traitors and Donna Kelsey's there, I'm trying to befriend her. Mm. You know, that's one degree of separation away
yeah.
from the queen herself.
You get invited to some shindig at the Donna Kelsey house and you might meet.
You're in.
Taylor Swift. You think that she's like on high alert for that though?
Yeah, unfortunately. Mm. And I mean, if I didn't hit it off with her, I wouldn't push it, but I would definitely be excited for the opportunity.
That they're doing a great job with the show. I don't think I'm fully caught up on the, I think they dropped three episodes. But man, some stuff has gone down.
I can't wait.
The Traitors is on Peacock.
I'm fascinated by Michael Rappaport show. Being on there.
Oh, he's just such a jerk on that show, actually.
That's what I expected.
Yeah.
That's what he's going for, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gets really mad. And I'll just squeeze this in because tomorrow, who will care? Over the weekend, Fire and Ash. Avatar Fire and Ash won again. It's been out 4 weeks. It was number one, $21 million. Its domestic gross is at $342 million. Internationally, I believe it was like the fastest movie to ever make it to $1 billion or something like that.
Oh, really? It made it to $1 billion.
Oh, maybe I have it confused with
Zootopia. I don't know.
I'm going to look. Hang on. Pause for a second. Yes, it's at $1.2 billion.
Okay, because they were talking about, I think the director, James Cameron, said if it's not a hit, then they're only going to, then it will be the last one.
Oh. Well, yes, it's a hit.
Because it's so, they're so expensive and time consuming to make.
It has made internationally $888 million, $342 million just in North America, and worldwide $1.2 billion.
So there will be more Avatar.
You said internationally.
Everywhere. All over the place. All the full take, domestic and international.
What's the difference between that and worldwide?
Worldwide is everywhere but North America. So North America, it's made like 342.
Uh-huh.
Worldwide, beyond North America, it's made 888. Combine those two together.
Internationally.
Got it. All places included.
Whoa. Thank you for clarifying
that.
Sure.
Thank you for asking me to. It's an opportunity.
I'm like, wait a minute. Okay. My bad.
Oh, and you know what? They actually do it opposite that I do. Domestic, international, and worldwide is the total number. So I have it backwards.
So you just explained it to, I just processed and stashed that, and it's wrong.
You know what? You're smart enough to figure it out, though. I know that you can.
I can't.
You can do it. What's coming up in the news?
It?
I'm not going to do it. No. I can't.
Garlic makes you sexy after these.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at
97.3. Alice, 97.3. Excuse me. Call or text. I know, that was so creaky. It's like a frog. Call or text us at 800-400-3697. And you can watch us live. Stream video of the morning show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com and search for Alice973. We want viewers as well as listeners, of course. And remember, to do that, hit our subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Ed Sheeran Choose a City. Yeah, Ed, choose a city already.
Yeah, make your choice. Hurry up about it.
What are you waiting for? Head to RadioAlice.com to enter this national contest for your chance to win a pair of premium tickets to the Ed Sheeran Loop Tour in the city of your choice.
Oh, so Ed doesn't choose, you choose.
Los Angeles, Nashville, or Chicago.
Where would you pick? I go Chicago.
I have visited Chicago. You know about this because I was on a little tryout, but I spent a week there and I liked it. Mm. It was the coldest place I've ever been, but I still liked it.
Yeah.
I like big cities and I didn't even get out that much because it was so cold and I was there on a tryout. So
Nashville might be fun to see too. It seems like they've got a lot going on there these days.
Either one of those. I've been to LA 100,000 times, so I wouldn't choose that, but. Yeah, that's prize includes two round trip flights and a 2-night hotel stay and signed merch for the winner and a guest.
Nice.
The Ed Sheeran Choose a City contest. So head to RadioAlice.com and get yourself in.
That's just on our contest page.
The Niners won in Philadelphia.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, Niners.
Go Niners.
And the last of the first round of the playoffs is tonight, Texans at Steelers, 5:15 game time. I don't really care about either of those teams, but I'm very interested in our Niners and, and their trip to Seattle next weekend.
Big deal.
Okay, so, and weather-wise, blue skies outside our window here in downtown San Francisco.
Looking
another
good.
Cold start, blue skies, sunny, and about a high of 60. It felt just about perfect for me over the weekend. I really liked it.
It was lovely.
I had this, when I'm heading up the coast, the sun rises behind me, and I posted a picture in my... rear view mirror because it was bright orange, red, yellow, and it's all in this one side mirror of my car. I mean, I was just like, I can't believe I should stop and turn around. It's so beautiful. Yeah, I didn't. Right. So I was trying to beat everybody in the race, but it was really pretty. Garlic.
Yeah.
Garlic. Everybody loves it.
It does smell amazing when it's cooking, and it does taste delicious, but it does linger.
Did you know that certain foods might make you smell better, even though it makes your breath terrible? Take garlic, for example. It obviously makes your breath smell worse, but it can also make your sweat smell better.
Can it?
Garlic makes you smell sexier.
Does it?
Basically,
Stop it.
What you eat affects your body odor in two ways, through your gut and through your skin. As food is digested, gases escape out of your mouth. The rest works its way through your bloodstream and comes out in sweat, where bacteria turns them into smells. In one study, women were asked to sniff a bunch of men's worn armpit pads.
Oh, yeah, keep talking.
Gross.
And those.
So hot.
Don't say gross.
It's so hot.
Men are wonderful, and you know it.
Yeah.
You know, John's a man. Or did you not?
Still don't want to smell his armpits.
No, yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You sure do.
I don't. Go on.
In one study where women sniff a bunch of men's worn armpit pads, they rated those.
Maddie, you gotta stop it.
They rated those who ate lots of garlic as more attractive.
That's a 10, baby.
Hot.
So hot. Put some garlic on some chicken, lick it down.
Oh my God.
Researchers couldn't believe it. One said, "We replicated this study 3 times because we couldn't believe it." And there it is, garlic. It makes you smell sexy to the women's of the world. I don't know if they did. They should have done this with some men as well. Like, are gay men also attracted to the smell of garlic?
Oh, yeah. Or are men attracted to a woman's armpit pad?
Oh, keep talking.
Yes, your
armpit.
What's an armpit pad?
It's just probably something they put in there to get real juicy.
They probably wore it while they worked out or something, and then they, you know, without any deodorant or any perspirant.
Or even finish your workout and then
wipe, give it a good wipe. Sure.
Wipe at it.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Take those pads and I'll send them to listeners.
They also found that eating a lot of fruits and vegetables help you smell sweeter and more floral. And meat-heavy and carb-heavy diets smelled less sexy than others.
Protein's no good for your smell, baby.
Apparently, your grocery list matters.
Have you guys ever gotten the meat sweats?
No.
No.
Yes. I've heard too much meat.
Heard of the meat sweats?
I've heard of it. I didn't think it was true. Yeah. You really, have you?
What's going on with
that? I don't think so.
I've definitely had the meat sweats.
Oh God.
What does it mean?
It's you eat a lot of steak, a lot of chicken. Eat a bunch of it.
I hate when he tries to be sexy. It's not
so
good.
It's like
and then the
it's
sweat comes
barf-alicious.
Down. It goes right into my armpit pad.
Okay. God. I'm gonna just turn that room off.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The latest trend is the year 2016, so 10 years ago.
Oh. What?
Gen Z's already over 2026. They want a factory reset back to 2016 when life was way more fun. According to TikTok, searches for 2016 surged by, you know, because I'm a grown up in after 2000, nothing seems any different to me at all from the but if you were a kid, you come up through certain trends and you would identify, I imagine, with certain eras of music and certain clothing items.
A funny observation, though. I feel like people of our age, like we hit the 2000s, and it all feels the same to me.
I couldn't identify the. And now I might go, okay, skinny jeans, sure, or Taylor. She's got an era or two in the 2000s, maybe three. But in general, I don't really see it. I remember the 80s. I remember the changeover into the 90s. So there was the, you know, the glam, yes. the
Well, those were our days, you yeah. know, that's, so we, yeah, when we were growing up and hitting, you know, landmarks and it, yeah, I can see that. I can see, because like, to me, any one of the teens could be the same year.
Yep. Well, the Gen Z says, give me the 2016s again, wow. please. Hmm. According to TikTok, searches for 2016 have surged 452% just in the last week alone.
Goodness.
And more than 55 million videos have been created using 2016 filters.
Is there a certain filter on social media?
And stats from Spotify show 71% increase in 2016 playlists. Huh. It's like these online trends just take off and the kids follow them right off the cliff.
Is that? I guess that's what kids do. We're all like little lemmings. Here's the thing that's happening.
It's common for the old to become new again. There's usually a longer generational cycle. There's no explanation for why 2016 is trending again, but some Gen Zers are already down on 26 and are into 2016 when things were simpler, more optimistic, and less divisive. So is it political? That would make sense.
Yeah, probably somewhat.
They say it isn't just a throwback fashion thing. It's also social media challenges like Chewbacca Mom or Mannequin Challenge.
The Mannequin Challenge was cool. Do you remember
that?
What was
that? No.
It was when you'd get a ton of people. Like
We did this.
You'd stage like a party, or we could even stage like doing the radio show, but you freeze.
They asked us to do this and we did it.
Yes.
You know, because we know the fastest way out the door is to just do it already.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was like everyone just sort of like hobnobbing around and then all of a sudden, boom, everyone stops and
that's
freezes.
It, right?
Yes, and the camera moves slowly through the room or the party.
Right. Oh my God.
And you have we to stand perfectly still.
I totally
still.
Remember that.
Can we repost that?
Yeah, let's do that. And then what else? What was the other one? Mannequin Challenge and
Chewbacca Mom.
Never heard of that.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know either. Is it just moms that don't shave their legs for a long time?
Oh, could be.
That happens a lot.
Yeah, sure.
You and Yuzette were the kings of that.
Yeah. Winter legs. I actually shaved my legs last night.
What? Why?
I just hadn't shaved them this weekend. And I thought, I usually shave at least once a week. Ish. Like, oh, it's getting a little Chewbacca down there.
I'm running out of time. 800-400-3697 is our text number. Maddie's got a couple of those before we game our way out of here.
Let's see here. A lot of text about the garlic. First from the 916. That's a bald-faced lie, Vinny. My husband eats raw garlic, and it comes out of his pores. Yuck.
Raw garlic?
A lot of people will get, like, raw sliced garlic on pizza. They, you know, just raw garlic.
I love when they cook garlic, though, and then give it to you with some bread and just say, spread it on.
So good. And you squeeze it out. Also, you ever had someone will do guacamole with just, it's just full of raw garlic. And
no.
Actually, like hummus and stuff, that's all raw. They don't, mm-hmm. It's not cooked.
I would never want garlic in my guac.
Yeah, a lot of people like it.
530,
yeah.
Why does Maddie always have to take it one or a couple steps too far? He doesn't know.
Yeah, why is that?
The line
why
between kind of funny
why?
To him
yeah.
to super creepy.
So like, I'm going to barf.
I don't know what you guys are talking
about. The YouTube comments agree. Maddie's creepy.
Mm. And he had the creepy look on too. I just remembered, of course you could be watching it. It wasn't just that he was being creepy.
I wasn't looking.
I looked away.
I looked over a couple times and I was like,
I just try and dissociate whenever he's talking, honestly.
Really, everything I say is sexy. 650. What woman signed up for this study? Gross. The study sounds flawed.
Well, they had to do it three times and came across the same results.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
You would do a twofer check.
Yeah, that's true. If you get paid for it, paid for a survey or study.
And then from the 805, I got the meat sweats for the first time at Fogo de Chao last year. So much meat.
Brazilian meat restaurants. Yeah,
they just keep coming by.
There's a lot of meat.
Bacon-wrapped meat.
Mm.
You left your green card up. Oh, bacon-wrapped meat. Can't get too much meatier than that. You guys want to play? Let's see. Maddie, you get to choose. How old is that guy or when did that happen? When did that happen?
2016.
I don't have anything from 2016.
Okay.
Murder mystery writer Agatha Christie dies at the age of 85 of natural causes, or were they? When did that happen? Agatha Christie dies at the age of 85.
Jeez. I'm going to say 1983.
83. What do you think, Bob?
I'll say 80.
80.
I'll say 84.
The answer is 1980. Nope, that's wrong. It's 1976, and that is a point for Bob. And you guys, Maddie and Vinny came into this round with a point each. So
we're tied up.
Currently tied, 3 points. You each have 1 point for a total of 3 points. Jesus, Sarah.
You're a good game show host.
Oh, I know, right?
The best.
Unparalleled. The one true Batman, Adam West, first donned his tight gray leotards when Batman premiered on ABC. Burt Ward played Robin, the Boy Wonder, and they fought crime for 3 seasons. When did that happen? When did Batman first make it onto TV, Bob?
I might sound ridiculous. 1965?
What do you think, Ben?
72.
72.
I'll go 66.
It is exactly 1966.
Oh!
That's 2 points for Maddie.
That show's from 66?
1966. 60 years ago today.
Wow.
Incredible. Port-au-Prince, Haiti, was struck with a 7.0 magnitude earthquake. About 150,000 people lost their lives. When did that happen? And Vinny, you're first.
91.
91.
2000.
2000.
Haiti?
Yep.
I think it was like 2012.
Is that what you're going for?
Yeah.
2010 is the correct answer, and that is a point for Bob. Let's see here. How about this one? Britney Spears releases her debut album, Hit Me Baby One More Time. It also featured You Drive Me Crazy.
How does that one go? I don't remember.
You drive me crazy.
No, that's it.
Yeah, he's got it.
Yeah, but that's not the song.
That's Fine Young Cannibals.
I don't know. How does that go? Maybe they have it mixed up with something else. Featured You Drive Me Crazy and Baby One More Time.
The one song really did overpower.
Yeah. But there were other songs on there, and I don't remember one called You Drive Me Crazy. But whatever.
My first?
Yes, Maddie, you're first.
1999.
2001. 01. I'm going to go 98.
It is exactly 99. And by a score of 5-2-1, he's uncatchable at this point. Maddie's on the show, yeah. Party people.
Woo, woo!
Boom, 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 boom. He's on the show.
Maddie,
go West Virginia Mountaineers.
They never say that anymore. Goodbye. Keep it here on Alice all day. Mason and Jane have your chance to win Bruno Mars tickets. And do not forget, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., you want to be here because the lineup announcement for Bottle Rock is epic. We'll see you then.
Thank you.
What?
Wake up. Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.